And now we're going to start part two of the Korean drama, Vincenzo.
Yeah, this is one thing I want to draw on. The fact that the company was called Babel. Because every time I think of Babel, I think of Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
And the tower that they're building and how, you know, in the Bible it says, like, God, you know, gave them all different tongues to confuse them. So they kind of both, they're trying to build a tower to the sky or to heaven or something. Yeah. So I found it very interesting that they had this company that was called Babel.
Yeah.
And, you know, you felt that there was, like, disconnect. Like, the company had all these different things, but it felt like there was disconnecting. And what it mean, why did they call it Babel? Why, like, of all the words you could call a company, why choose Babel?
Because they were trying to be gods.
They're trying to be, I think, a monopoly of a company, right? He's trying to take over, like, all the avenues.
Yeah.
Also giving them, like, drugs that could kill them. They were poisonous, basically. To make money, trying to be gods. So that's sort of fascinating.
Yeah.
The choice to call the company Babel.
Yeah.
And like they were trying to reach, they're trying to reach the status of being gods.
Yeah. They already felt they were gods.
He felt untouchable.
Untouchable. Nobody could do me any harm. Nobody could.
Who
than everybody else?
Who runs a company, but comes into the company under the guise of being one of the lowest levels in a firm that works for you, and you don't tell anyone, and you use someone else as a figurehead? Like, what is the purpose of using someone as a figurehead? Was the brother supposed to be some type of shield?
I think it was a shield also because when he left to go to America,
he murdered someone, right?
He had kind of murdered his parents or something.
Did he murder a student? Or wasn't it a case with a student? Did he also end up murdering the parents after because of...
He did murder a parent, I believe, as well. I think he was quite maniacal.
Yeah, he was quite evil.
And so because his name or the essence of him would not make a good look for the company if they looked into his background a bit.
That makes sense.
So the brother who was more palatable... You can put him up front, but I make all the decisions.
The weaker one.
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, he's the apparent head, but then it's his older brother. And he's the older brother, right? If I remember correctly, he was supposed to be the older brother. And it's his half-brother, right?
No, they were full brothers.
Okay, you're blowing my mind right now. We're positive they're full brothers?
I'm pretty sure they were full brothers. Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that guy's a sociopath then.
He was a sociopath.
Like, are we positive? Because I feel like he mentioned about talking about his mom. Like, it wasn't his mom.
I can't remember. I thought they were full brothers.
That's wicked.
Well, they
disturbing.
Certainly had the same father. I don't know if they had the same
mother. I knew they had the same... Okay.
That's something we have to check into. It's been a while since I saw
this. It's been a while, too, and I can't remember the absolute dialogue. Because it was like a one scene that he mentioned. But yeah, the choice... Because I guess his background that he did it. And then maybe he had to go to the U.S., change his name, build up some status, come back... Be a person, and
he had to go to America so that he cannot go
escape
to jail.
Yes, escape jail.
You know, learn something while you're there. Hopefully, not to be a psycho. Come back, and you know. But even when he was in America, he was controlling the company because he was very smart, but he was very maniacal.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Came across as a and also because he was golden retriever.
He was the one who was supposed to inherit it. Because I do think he was the older one.
Yeah.
And that his brother, yeah, I definitely don't think they have the same mother. I feel like the brother, he was born from like an affair the father had. Yeah, there has to be a reason why he was.
I don't know. I just remember company. Certain incidents that they were remembering about having to eat raw meat. And the father was really weird. The father was a bit
the
of a
father
sociopath.
Was very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't there a scene where the father, you saw them hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to eat this meat and one wouldn't do it and the other one would. He's like, that's my son, but I'm also afraid of him. Am I mixing up two dramas together?
I was about to say that. I feel like we're mixing up two dramas.
It could be.
Because I specifically remember...
I think we are.
What you're saying, but I don't remember it for this show. There was a time where they did go hunting.
I remember something about hunting and eating some kind
of... No, it was a different show. And I remember the lead...
They had to eat some weird meat.
Who was the brother? Because
he ended up shooting
somebody. He did shoot his father.
Okay, maybe
we're mixing up a different show.
Okay.
But what was that show now?
I don't know, but it
was... I gotta figure that show out because it'll help.
Psychopath
Diaries. Yes, Psychopath Diaries!
Oh, gosh. If you know one psychopath, you know them all, I guess. Was he the same character? No.
No, no, but it was a... You're right. It was two brothers. It was two brothers.
Yeah.
And the father knew of the son's like psychopath behaviors and was covering it up.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing. Like, this father knew about his crime, sent him away to stop him,
so told the
papers to not run it.
Yeah.
You know, so he had a... But yeah, we're talking about psychopath. Wow.
Well.
I love how we just
merged. And I was like, didn't that happen? Maybe it didn't.
And the joke is, I kept going along with it because we both watched that other drama as well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Now this does not make sense. I feel like the father, I pictured the father.
Okay, this is the drama with the hockey and him.
Yes, he was a hockey puck. With the pucks. And he had put people pucks on ice and...
Okay.
In storage units.
Yeah.
Yeah, this man was crazy.
See, that kind of thing always really, when I see that on a drama, really freaks me out. The levels that they would go to torture people for information.
It's disturbing.
It's better to be on the right side of life. I do not want to have to come into contact with any of these kinds of people.
Well, also, weren't we watching a different type of mafia, not quote-unquote mafia movie, but remember even Doberman?
Yeah.
That was the military, that one guy who was abusive and would pay them after he abused them?
Yeah.
Like, How angry do you have to be to do that for fun every Sunday? That's disturbing.
Not right.
It's not right at all. I have a question. Like, so in the drama, on the surface, you know, he's doing all these cases. First of all, the cases that he never even wanted to work in the first place. He's like, I need you guys all to leave. We gotta arrange for you guys to move out. And they're like, no, we want to stay here. So he became their lawyer to try and convince them because he wanted to get the gold. If you were Vincenzo, how would you attempt to get your gold out of the building unseen? Because eventually, everyone finds out about the gold and starts looking for your gold and claiming it as their gold. How would you try and get them out? How would you try and get the money out?
How would I get the money out without anybody knowing?
Without everyone noticing. I would have.
If I was Vincenzo? Yeah.
If you were Vincenzo, how would you try and get this money out with all these people in this building and what's happening?
In Vincenzo style, you would just have to kill them all.
You don't have to do it in Vincenzo style.
Oh, me personal style?
Do it however you would want. Because we saw how Vincenzo did it, but yeah. How would you do it?
As a character or as myself personally? This is very hard. I would just say kill them all would be the best thing.
Wow.
As yourself? Not as myself, but as a character.
I'm saying if you were Vincenzo, we saw what Vincenzo did. If you were Vincenzo, how would you have approached this scenario to get your gold? You don't know?
I would have had to find a way to get the monastery people, the Buddhists, a better piece of land. Make them a new temple and move them out and then just get the gold.
See, okay. So I would have taken almost the same route as you. The thing is, though, so Vincenzo tried to get them to move. That was the first one. He tried to get move out.
Well, you're saying what I would do. That's what
I know. I'm just saying that. So you would have done the same thing and then failed because he did try they said we didn't want to go.
Yeah. Or I would location. Say I wanted, I was thinking of doing a building project and dig underground and I guess you couldn't get the gold that way.
No, you remember if you touch any of the building, it would lock in everything.
And it would blow up.
Well, he took too long to tell the monks.
Tell the monks that there's something that I have under here that is built under here. I'll give you a cut.
That's how I would have done it.
I guess maybe because they were monks, he didn't want to do
it. I think it's because he was being greedy. He didn't want to show them
money. And he was being greedy as well. But greedy. I think if it was somebody else, it would have been maybe easier to get them out. But the monks, it's kind of like, you want me to shut down my monastery?
I can't do that.
But we're fine. It's nice. People come here. Like,
this is a good location.
This is a good location. I'm not trying to leave this location.
And then you're going to say, I'll give you a cut of the money. I don't
we don't want money. For money. Material things. So that's not even going to work for them, right?
But at the same time, I would have said, I need to get something else underneath here. You cannot tell anyone. I would have arranged it with them. I would have talked to them.
Well, that's where the gold is.
I would have been more.
But it was more, the way that it worked out in the story is that wasn't good enough because he still needed the other girl who knew the combination. He needed all of those people to get that gold out.
That's the best part about this. He didn't even realize how much more people he need because he didn't have the eye scanner. He got the eye scanner.
Lost the eye scanner.
But that's what the thing is. Like, he didn't need, if he had the eye scanner, mm-hmm. talk to the monks, arrange a time, take the stuff out. Mm-hmm. You would have been done with this a long time ago. I feel like he did a big workaround just to get the money. And it was comical. But I was like, there's a straight line to this.
Well, the straight line would have been he would have just came in and killed everybody and just took it.
Okay. There's a straight line that's not crooked to this. There, you're right. That line is very
but that problematic. That's his style, the lighter.
That one would have been way problematic. That's a lot of bodies you had to explain.
Yeah, well, he was trying to be on the low, though. So the best thing would be to tell them that this is happening, because he tried every other way.
I would have just told the monks that this is happening. Do I think that what he did was way more entertaining? Absolutely, because I got to find out so much about these people that he lived with. As we were talking about earlier, the talents of these people.
Yeah.
And how they came, they like slowly were revealing it. Like, what was it? The dry cleaner. He used to be in a gang. The way he wielded that scissors, very impressive.
Yeah, the other guy, he used to be what? Muay Thai or?
Muay
Thai. The one with the club ear.
Oh, he used to be an MMA fighter.
Mixed
martial arts. So
and his wife.
His wife used to be a weightlifter. A competitive or Olympics. On the track for Olympic weightlifter. What was the other one person that got revealed too?
The girl who was a cryptic
hacker. The hacker.
Who had the piano studio.
That was great. I didn't know what she was, but I'm like, what is... I actually started enjoying this to figure out what skill does someone else have now?
Yeah.
Wasn't also the person she worked with, he used to do... he used to work on movie sets. And
the one who was the actor? That guy?
Was he an actor? The one who with the glasses, the one who worked with her father. He used to do a prop person on a movie set or something. He used to be a prop person?
I can't remember.
It's how they were able to fool and make the cop think that he killed his partner. Mm. And he revealed information or something when he was trying to get the information. I can't remember what it is. I think it was a prop guy. And I can't remember what the Italian chef, who's not really Italian chef, was. Even like the NIS agent came in, and you're like, oh yeah, he's the only one who's like who has some separate skill. No, there's so much other people in this building that know how to do things.
Yeah, it was great.
It was really great. It was great. I enjoyed it. Even when the fake mobster came in, and he came into this building and started opening up a travel agency. First of all, the travel agency with the balloons. He goes, use air balloons. that's a bonkers. Yeah, is it the money launderer?
They were money lenders / bullies.
Because they were hired by a third party, I guess Babel, his brother.
Yeah.
The inefficient, the brother who doesn't know what to do. Some sort of gang or something to try and push them out.
Yeah.
Where his new buildings were like, this is how you can get out of the country. Hot air balloons. Like, that concept was crazy, but it was then how he got out of Korea at the end, which is so funny to me. Like, he met everyone who needed, all the people who he needed help, who helped him.
Yeah.
I think didn't he give them some gold unbeknownst to them, that he just gave them gold?
I can't remember.
But yeah, it was a very enjoyable drama.
It was really good.
Who would you say your favorite character was?
My favorite character, hands down, was Vincenzo.
Same.
Vincenzo was my favorite. He was debonair. He was chic. He was kind of like Bond, but Italian. And he was just so cool. His fashion game was crazy. He was just, he was so
cool. How about his pigeon that came to rescue him at the end?
His befriended pigeon who saved his life.
Saves his life. I love, you know what I know? What I really loved about Vincenzo the most too? Was his creativity and like, you know, one up in these people. I didn't expect a lot of his plans. Like when the cop was there and he shot, I thought that guy did die. And he said, I go, didn't you promise her not to kill anyone? So I thought that he did kill that person because he's a mobster. I love that when they blew up the plant, that was genius.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my favorite scene I love to rewatch is after they murder. And also, to murder a lady who's about to die anyways, she's on her deathbed. Like, she has, what, cancer? Terminal cancer. She's dying.
That was his mom.
To murder someone who's his mom, and how he just snapped, and then he killed the one who murdered her in front of everyone else, and then clipped off his ear. That scene was amazing. I love that scene.
Why did he clip off his ear?
It's a big target, I guess. That guy has actually quite wide ears, but he shot at him. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was just something because he's a wife. I thought it was something
that they did as a crime family.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was a good target.
Oh, as a horse head kind of thing that his family did.
Now I don't know. Yeah. I just thought it was just a joke because I think in the show he mentioned his ears.
His ears were very substantial.
Yeah, it's like Will Smith's size, that's type of wide ears.
No, bigger.
Maybe bigger, I don't know. I haven't seen his head, so I don't know.
We're going to move on. Because my words are
bigger.
My words aren't so good today. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Did you love the ending? The how he got back at them? They were evil. So I felt like how he got back at that lady.
That was great. So that good. Was one of the most satisfying. Revenge deals ever.
Ever. He said, I'm going to make you do what you love to do in this dance. That's what he said to her before he set her ablaze, I think.
Yeah.
And she did genuinely get up and dance.
Yeah.
And she was burned alive, burned to death. Yeah.
That was so satisfying.
I didn't expect it. She was horrible throughout.
Throughout, but as things went on,
she arranged the murder of how much people on this?
So many people. But as the show went on further and further, she got more and more horrible. I didn't think she could get more horrible.
She got worse.
She got worse. So that was a very satisfying, very, very revenge satisfying. Death.
And then the evil guy. What was his character name, actually? I can't remember his character name. Oh, Zhang Zhenwu, the one who got his ear clipped off. He hung up somewhere. Where what? He was slowly just dying and birds were pecking at him? I can't even remember how he got into that state.
Yeah,
Then every hour he got electrocuted or something? Was that it? He was slowly burning him or something?
I can't remember. I just remember that they all had a delicious way of dying that was fitting to their antics.
Because I believe he killed his brother.
Yeah.
And the brother...
The younger brother.
Died, right?
Did he end up dying?
He died in protecting Vincenzo?
Vincenzo.
Like,
he came alongside. They were playing hockey together. They're being...
Oh, yes! He was trying to be
his brother.
Because his real brother hated him.
Because his real brother hated him and treated him bad.
And he just was drawn to Vincenzo. Yeah. The amount of people who were drawn to Vincenzo, and he had this, like, just general dislike of everyone on the surface, but he did not fully dislike him. But at the same time, he's like, leave me alone. I don't want you near me.
Yeah.
You know, he was, listen, I helped you. Remember, I'm the reason that the cops came. I called them. I'm working with you.
Yeah.
It was funny and adorable. I enjoyed it all. That the endings were just desserts. It was great. His plans for everyone was funny. When he became a fake shaman because of the businessman relied on the shamans.
That was great.
Oh, gosh. How about the fact that everyone was involved in the task where they're like, let's vote and pick who's going to be the shaman. Like, they were all a part of this plot and this plan.
But he always got the worst roles to play. Because
they loved doing that to him. Casserole. Or they kept calling him Casserole?
I can't remember.
Vincenzo Casserole. Everyone kept calling him Casino. He goes, no, Casino, Casinoa or something like Casino or something. Casano. Casserole. That's what they kept calling him, which is so funny. Yeah, I really enjoyed this one. I thought it was a really fun drama to watch. Do you want this show to have a second season?
Absolutely not. I really enjoyed it for what it was. And I think if they did a second season, I don't know how they would bring it back unless it took place in Italy. And he was dealing with Italy. Or wherever he is. He's on the island, and then right? his Korean family had to go to Italy and help him with some mafioso things. I don't know how it would work. You know what?
I would love to watch a second season. But like you, I don't know how they would do a second season.
I don't see how a second season
like this work. Show is, it started and everything that happened was based on this horrible company, you know, then murdered her father, then got her on the side, and then he started to, like, how everything's, you know, came out or unfolded.
Everything bloomed really well, and when it ended really well for the most part. So I don't know how they would open this story up again.
Yeah. The story seemed to unfold kind of organically, like a domino effect, whereas because of this happened, because of this happened, and with, I don't know where
the cause and effect would be. I don't think it was written with the second season
in mind at all. I don't think so. It was just a lot of fun to watch. Was there a character you didn't like in this drama?
No. Well, I may have not liked them, but liked
they're
them.
Acting. They're acting.
The acting.
I know what you're talking about.
Because I didn't like your character, but oh, you're a great actor.
You're a great actor. Yeah, there's no one that I felt was like out of place. Didn't do a good job. Like, everyone did their job
well. So I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
How did you like this pick for you?
I really liked this pick for me.
Yay!
This pick was a Risa pick.
Yay.
I rewatched Vincenzo, I think, most recently. I just went back to, like, you know, the scene where he's burning up when after his mother died. I watched that episode.
Yeah.
Because the ending, I loved how they filmed it. I love how they carried the story on. It was great. I love it. I even, after watching it, it's like one of those dramas I suggest to my brother to watch. And I don't suggest every drama for him to watch. Like,
did he watch it?
Did he end up watching? I can't remember if he watched it.
Okay.
But he told me about it first. He said, oh, I heard there's this one, like Vincenzo. I heard about that one. I'm like, yeah, you should watch that one. I think you would like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he ever so often he'll watch one. Like, he watched Kingdom.
Yeah.
Without me prompting him to watch
Kingdom. He watched Squid Games, probably.
I believe he did watch Squid Games.
Yeah.
Yes, without me prompting him again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he also watched it with the dubbing, which I'm like,
they had dubbing of that?
I think there's a dubbing version.
I don't like dubbing.
If I'm correct. I could be making that up. I could be thinking of Money Heist. I could be thinking of Money Heist. But I think that there is a dubbing for Squid Games. But I prefer to just watch any show in the original way it was done. And if it's in a language I don't understand, I'll just watch and read subtitles.
So what about the music for this show?
Now we're getting to the music. I really enjoy the music for this. The songs that I liked, I had two. I think both of them you also picked as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to play
your two, and then I'll
play
do
your two, and then you do the other one, because you do like the two I like as well.
Okay.
So the first one I'm going to do is Adrenaline by Solar, who is from Mamamoo. You keep picking Mamamoo people.
Rianne was last time. I like Mamamoo. I didn't know she was from Mamamoo, but I just like Mamamoo. Adrenaline rushing through my vein, I forgot all the pain. I drink literally for life, to lose my sight in emptiness. Try everything to forget, cause I'ma lose my control. Questions you ask too much. I love that one a lot. It was really, really, really good. The next one I liked, it is called Mafia. Mafia.
And it's this one is by, I think, two artists I have. So it's Kim Minji and Park Seo Joon.
They do a lot of.
Do you know the names before?
Yeah, they do a lot.
Oh, but yeah, this is, I believe, it's instrumental.
They do a lot of
instrumental. It's a great instrumental.
really pretty.
It makes me, it every time I hear a really good instrumental, I think back and go, this is why people like classical music.
Because tells a story, right?
Yeah, it's just, I was like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Because when you hear the strings and the elevation and the growing in the music, I guess, what would you swelling. Call it? The swelling in the music, it's so, so good. It actually, I think hearing this actually made me want to think about, let's try and learn how to play violin.
Wow.
Randomly. I went far. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind learning how to play the violin.
Wow.
And just copy the song as much as I can because I'm not at this level at all. Okay, what songs did you pick now?
Well, one of the songs that I picked was a song called Lacrimosa by La Poème. You can't even see. Risa got so into this song, she's conducting.
I just wanted to see if I could do it. I remember from my grade 8 band days. I just wanted to see if I could do it. I played the clarinet. I wish we didn't have violins, I should say, as an option.
No, we didn't have
that. And I think clarinet, cool enough. I found them, like, flutes were the French horn and flutes were the nastiest instruments.
Too much spit.
Oh, okay. Just thinking about it, I want to gag. But too much spit.
Yeah.
And for me to use a clarinet, I literally had to use the reed and wet it with my spit, too. Violin, you don't have to do any of that. Why didn't they give me a violin?
Because not many teachers want to
brass instruments were the worst.
Sit through listening to all these kids learning how to play the violin. It would be a nightmare.
It sounds just as bad as hearing a bad clarinet. That wasn't great. I was like second chair.
Violin is string.
Okay, what's your next song you have?
Okay, my next song is called Is This Love by Aaliyah.
Is this instrumental as well?
I believe so. Nope. Is this real? What I'm feeling deep inside?
Oh, can I throw back to the Lacrimosa?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that song in a different drama.
I've heard it in several dramas.
Right?
Yeah. Not with the words, but certainly with
with the music.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I heard it before Vincenzo or after Vincenzo.
I feel like I've heard it in Penthouse for some reason.
Yes! You're right. So like maybe it is a famous Italian opera song. Or something. It's
probably famous.
Okay.
The last song that I chose is If You Want, Kim Dong-young. Oh, I just want to add that, okay, so there were words to that last song. I just want to... but love it.
I do not remember where they use this song in the drama.
I
don't know.
I feel like there was definitely a lighter involved in this track.
That got really like, oh, wow. That was a lot of percussion in that one.
Yeah.
Where did they use that one?
I don't know. Maybe when he was burning down the mafioso's family. His estate.
Oh, maybe when
on
he
was, his fields.
When he had the man running for his life.
He had the airplane drop gasoline from the sky.
Oh, and it was that too.
Hit his lighter. Burned up all his crops. Also, all his grapes.
How many lighters did he have? He kept leaving them at scenes. Like, he didn't care about evidence.
No. He wants you to know that is my family.
You're right.
That was a signature.
He did not. Because I'm like, your fingerprints are all over this thing. He
doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
No.
At all.
No. Come and get me if you can.
Maybe he was always. That makes me think back to the opening scene. He was always going to leave. He was always going to leave Italy because he had to leave. He burnt down someone's crops at their house.
So well, maybe, I think he would have burned them down anyways and still stayed there.
But they, I
they're
can't remember.
Mafia.
You're right. You know, they probably didn't die because he didn't kill them. He just burnt down his crops. All his money. Like, you know, his...
Yeah.
It's probably... I don't know what type
like
of vineyard it was.
You did this to my family. I'm going to do this to your family.
It's true. So you didn't have to hide. I'm telling you, mafia is fascinating, but I don't want to be anywhere near this in real life.
Nowhere near it.
Do you remember recently? Was it recent? No. I want to say under 10 years ago. Where they genuinely have evidence of a hit that went out? Where someone was dressed as a construction worker?
I do remember that.
That was scary. That was in... North America, Canada, and Toronto.
Yeah.
And
literally.
That's really scary.
In the middle of a soccer FIFA.
Oh, another thing. Did you hear? This is another. I think his vineyard was probably an olive vineyard. Because did you hear that olive oil is like, they fake it. It's like a huge business on the black market of giving people fake olive oil because it's so easy to make it look real. Have you ever heard that?
No, I've never heard about that.
Oh, so they give counterfeit, they sell counterfeit olive oil at the same price as regular olive oil and pass it off as real olive oil.
Okay.
And it's a huge business in mafia.
Oh,
a huge money-making business in mafia.
Okay. What do they use to make it?
I think they might use canola oil and then they, there's an TV show on about it. Someone told me about this.
Ah.
And I was like, fascinating. She goes, yeah. She goes, Her dad runs a restaurant, but she got a shipment of olive, quote unquote olive oil, and she's like, all of it was fake. But he paid the price of olive oil. You know how expensive olive oil is?
Yeah.
But paid the price of olive oil. It's more. It makes them more money than selling drugs. That's what I'm saying. That's how much the counterfeit olive oil business makes more money, income, than the drug business.
Well, more people want olive oil than drugs.
That's true. And it's very expensive.
I mean, if you think about any restaurant, but everybody buys olive oil.
Everyone. And apparently the way you can tell if it's counterfeit, if it doesn't solidify in the fridge, it's not real.
Oh.
So now it made me, I have olive oil at home, I didn't want to try it. I don't want to know.
You don't want to get upset.
I don't want to get upset that I bought fake olive oil. I've never tested it. I don't want to know. But that was one thing I found.
All heavy oils do sleep up.
Apparently, it's a way. Cold. I guess it's a look. It's something you expect of olive oil. Maybe canola oil.
I think any oil, because coconut oil when it gets cold.
Coconut oil, but they said they use a certain oil, so that's how you can tell. It's like a certain oil they use to mimic.
Okay.
Olive oil that's cheaper. I think it's canola oil they use, and they put like a drop of olive oil in it or something to get the right color
and smell, maybe.
And smell or something, but then really, truly, it's just canola oil.
Wow, that's shady.
So shady, and also. Okay, I don't want to call it genius, but it's very smart that someone's just using something that an everyday item that people, almost every household would want to buy, and you're using that to counterfeit it, and you're making loads of money off of people who don't know.
You can make a lot of money by selling things that don't cost a lot of money, but that everybody uses.
It's...
Dollar store.
It's what?
Dollar store.
Make you're saying dollar store is a counterfeit business?
No, not counterfeit.
Oh,
just say that
of it.
The premise that you're not spending a lot of money, but you're making a lot of money from all the items that you're selling.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of $1.25s, $2, $4, it adds up.
Can I tell you
I
that?
I know. I go in there for a chocolate bar and I'm not spending $8, $16. I was like, I came in here for chocolate.
Because you're buying so much of it because it's so cheap.
No, not chocolate. I pick up
everything else
because everything else seems, it's only $2. It's only $3. It's only. And then it's always
$20. And you only came in there for chocolate bar? How'd you go down the aisles? Chocolate bar is only one aisle.
Well, you know, you just kind of meander.
What ends up happening to me, I do. When I leave a dollar store, I do end up leaving, and I don't spend less than $20. My average is around $40.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening to me is I go in there for the item, and then I remember...
That you need something
else. I need something else.
Yeah.
So I end up going, oh, I do need that. Oh, I remember I do need this too. I do end up leaving stuff where I wanted, but I never intended on buying because I forgot I needed it.
There's so many things that you can go into the dollar store and say, oh, I do need that. And you need it, but you didn't go in there.
The amount of times that I've come here and you found something and I'll be like, this is nice. Where'd you get it from? You tell me it was a dollar store. I am boggled by what is at the dollar store.
Got some good stuff.
They got great stuff. Remember that one time we lucked out and I randomly found coffee table books that usually will retail at 40 to 60, maybe even, couldn't go up to maybe, I want to say $100.
Yeah.
$4.
Yeah.
$3.
That's a steal.
I told everyone I knew. We went to multiple dollar stores because not all dollar stores get the same amount. And when I went back to the dollar store I found them at, I wasn't able to find them anymore.
Yeah.
Because they sell out fast. It was amazing steal. It's around the holidays. I got coffee table books for $3, took it off and gave it to family members. They loved it.
It was great.
For most of the people I told already knew that I bought it for $3, but still.
Still loved it.
They still loved it.
Oh, I love that you got a deal.
Yes, that's another thing. We do appreciate a good deal. We
appreciate a great deal.
I love telling people about the deals I got.
I love deals. I love deals.
There's some people who don't like them, but like, I love it. I'd be like, only $2.
Yeah.
Like, $5. I only got it for $20. You always do that to me.
$5.
That's a nice bag. Only $5.
When you can find something that looks really great and you didn't have to spend a lot of money, why not brag about it?
Yeah. It's a balance. I do like some nice things that, you know.
I love nice things.
But I also still want those nice things on sale.
That too.
I am not too proud for a sale. That's let me just tell you that. I know some people who will be like, she got it. Someone will brag about, oh, she bought it not on sale, regular price.
Or it's last season. So, yeah.
Or, yeah. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why? Who cares? Like, why did she buy that? Wouldn't she just wait?
Yeah.
In my mind, I couldn't fathom buying something for a regular price.
Yeah.
Unless it never goes on sale, but I know it goes on sale. It's a holiday in a month. Yeah. Just wait a month.
The only time I don't purchase something on sale is if I see it. I know I'm not coming back there anytime soon, and I really like it.
Same. If I really like it, and I also know that it's never, ever going to go on sale.
Even if I know it's not, if it's going on sale, if I really want it, I will just get it.
Even if you know, what do you mean that if you know it's going on sale? Not within like a month. Like, you know that eventually it'll go on sale?
No. Let me speak to clothes specifically.
Okay.
If it's a clothing item and I want it and it's not necessarily on sale, if I have the money, I will buy it because the size won't always be available.
That's true. There's items of clothes that I'll keep in my cart. And then I realize that it's like the last item and I go, I don't think I can wait for a sale. It's going to go sold out. And I know the store.
Yeah.
And I know the store does not really bring items back once it's sold out. You just got to buy it.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. I don't know how we got on sales and deals.
Yeah, we got really off topic.
But this is great. This is great material for listeners who also appreciate a good sale.
It is. But on that note... For all those who have not had the opportunity to check out Vincenzo Casino, the concierge mafioso extraordinaire, it was a great, great show. If you really enjoy like a really fun story and lots of action and
it's intrigue. Light. It's like, don't take it seriously. It's just fun.
Check it out. You'll enjoy it.
You really will enjoy it. It's fun.
It is fun.
It has action and comedy.
And all the things. So if you hadn't had the opportunity, if you've never heard of Vincenzo, please check it out and let us know what you think. And until next time, folks, miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at D2BConcerto or visit our website at www.d2bconcerto.com.